Hello, my name is Christy. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I was just want to ask a question about the testing site near me. Foley, Alabama. I live in Sandshore, Alabama. And I was thinking about driving down there. And I know that they're going to start. I'm 66 years old, but I have a, you know, me and my wife both, she's 62, but we have medical issues, you know, like I've got sarcoidosis, which means I got 33% lung reduction. I've got an ICD in my chest, things like that. And I was wondering if, since they announced that they're going to start giving the shots out, you know, 64 and people with, you know, health issues, will they give me that shot this Tuesday if I go tomorrow, even though it's saying 75?
I honestly cannot even answer that for you. It from everything that we are seeing, it actually depends on the facility and almost right down to the person that's helping you, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
So.
But it's not illegal to do that, though, to go try, is it?
It's not illegal. No, sir. Absolutely not.
I mean, I didn't know. I was just, you know, because I'm a rule follower, and I didn't want to go up there if I wasn't supposed to be there. But they announced it, you know, that they were going to start. And matter of fact, they had in the article, they said that they had already started giving shots to people, you know, in that age group, you know, with those medical issues, you know. So that's why I wanted to call and find out. But I may just, you have to stand, you have to sit in line and call.
I would certainly, I would go try. I mean, that's, you know.
Oh, okay. Okay. That sounds like a plan, then.
Well, absolutely.
I appreciate your help. Thank you.
You are certainly welcome. I hope we have been able to help. If you need any more information, you can visit the following websites, the adph.org or the cdc.gov. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
And thank you for picking up.
Thank you. Bye-bye.